And next Monday marks World No Tobacco Day, and the theme this year is Tobacco, a Threat to Our Environment. Over the last 20 years, smoking rates in WA have more than halved. Although smoking is now banned in all enclosed public spaces and workplaces, as well as all of WA health premises, it remains the leading cause of preventable illness and death in the state. While the Department of Health and Cancer Council WA are investing time and resources in this area of public health, there's still a long way to go. And this morning we have Bree Olsen, a senior project coordinator at Cancer Council WA, with us to discuss the issue of smoking. Welcome, Bree, and thanks for joining us on air.
Oh, morning, G-Ray. Thanks for having me.
So, Ray, how did you find yourself in this line of work?
Yeah, so I've worked in public health for the past 20 years, and a lot of that time has been spent focusing on smoking. I grew up in the 80s, and I spent most of my childhood surrounded by smoking. So I guess the impacts of it were evident to me from a young age, but thankfully, as you mentioned, a lot has changed, but smoking is still the leading cause of death and disease in Australia. And we're lucky to have programs like Make Smoking History, where I work, that help people who are still smoking to quit.
Yes. And can you remind us about some of the negative health impacts of smoking?
Yeah, absolutely. So just think, your lungs, they're like sponges. Mm. And when you smoke, you're breathing in 7,000 chemicals, and nearly 70 of those are known to cause cancer. So it's no wonder that smoking is still the most common cause of cancer, and it can cause lots of other serious conditions like cardiovascular disease, diabetes, asthma, and it can impact on your mental health too.
That's still a lot of effects, health effects to consider. But it's not only smokers who are at risk as well, it's secondhand smokers, and it can cause harm as well.
Yeah, so to remind your listeners, G-Ray, secondhand smoke, it's the smoke that comes off the end of a lit cigarette, and it's also the smoke that's breathed out or exhaled by someone who is smoking. It contains carcinogens, which means it causes cancer too, right? And people need to remember that any level of exposure to secondhand smoke, it's not safe. So it doesn't matter if you're outside, it's still bad for your health.
Yes. Health warnings are pretty much all over tobacco products nowadays, and we have seen advertising on the risk of smoking for so many years. So who is still smoking, and why don't they just quit? I know it's easy to say, but...
Yes, it is easily said. So, yeah, nearly a quarter of a million West Australians, they're still smoking. And, so who are they? Well, they're more likely to be people who are experiencing mental illness, people who live in rural, remote areas, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, people in prison, people experiencing homelessness or affected by alcohol and other drugs. And research tells us these people smoke more and they find it harder to quit because of their circumstances. Mm. The people who we work with often say that quitting is one of the biggest achievements in their life, and that the decision to be smoke-free, it can be life-changing.
Absolutely.
We also know that people want to make that change, but we just need to give them the right support at the right time.
And it's such a vicious circle, because people being in a precarious situation very often actually spend a lot of their budget into the smoking, which is very expensive nowadays.
Yeah, look, absolutely. And, you know, what we know is that smoking contributes to inequities in our community. Mm. You've hit it on the head there, right, that when I think of inequity, I think, is something fair? And what we know about the likelihood of someone smoking is that it depends on where you were born, live, work and play. Mm-hmm. So let me give you some examples. If your mum smokes during pregnancy, you're more likely to smoke yourself. If you live in a regional remote area, lower SES area, you're more likely to smoke, and so on. And like you just said, once you start smoking, you've got less money to spend on essentials like food and rent. And yeah, given that, I'm sure your listeners will know that a packet of cigarettes is getting up to around $50. Mm. And then it just feeds into that cycle of disadvantage, and it continues.
Mm. So if someone wanted to quit smoking today, where could they actually go for support?
Yeah, so what I want to say is that even if one of your listeners has tried to quit before, I'd urge them to try again. There is so much support out there and information. So they can contact the Quit Line, they can visit the Make Smoking History website, download the free My Quit Buddy app. There's a Quit Coach online. On next Sunday, visit their GP or Aboriginal health worker, telehealth service or pharmacist. Reach out and ask them what the best way is for them to quit.
Yes, and where can we find even more information about maybe the data that you mentioned as well in all the reports that we have available now with all the research that's been going on, I guess, on the healthywa.gov.au website? Is there another website as well that they can...
Yeah, absolutely. So you've got the Healthy WA website, or the Make Smoking History website is also a good one, a one-stop shop that will give you all of those links. So that's makesmokinghistory.org.au.
Yes, fantastic. Well, thank you, Bree. I think it's very important to actually remind everyone of the basics here. This is definitely a public health area where we've done a lot of progress, but there's still a lot to be done. So thank you for your insights and giving us some time this morning.
Thank you so much for having me, G. Ray. Have a great day.
Thank you, Bree.